More turmoil for the Netherlands. This time it has to do with the national sport of speed skating. The controversy follows a huge, inexplicable mistake last night at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. The Dutch skating star Sven Kramer was well on his way to winning a sure gold medal in the men's 10,000-meter event when his coach shouted at him to switch lanes. That was the mistake. Kramer crossed the finish line in what would have been an Olympic record time, raised his arms in triumph. Then his coach had to tell him he'd been disqualified for an illegal lane change. Jaap de Groot was there watching in disbelief in Vancouver. He's chief sports editor for the Dutch newspaper The Telegraph. And Mr. de Groot, why don't you describe the reaction inside the Oval last night? The stands were packed with Dutch fans in orange watching.
Yeah, it was happening halfway the race when it appeared that Sven Kramer was just heading for a second Olympic gold. The whole stadium was euphoric. You know, it was an unbelievable atmosphere. And when he made a mistake, I think only a couple of people realized it. I think it took about 1 or 2 minutes until the rest of the crowd understood what was going on. And while he was skating, he felt that, you know, the noise went down, and all of a sudden he was skating as a champion, but in complete silent surroundings. And he told later that aspect made him realize that something was wrong.
Now, you said he made the mistake, Sven Kramer, but really it was his coach, right? Gerard Kemkers, who told him, change lanes, and that was the mistake.
Yeah. His coach had a complete blackout.
What happened? How did that happen?
He just made a mistake. He thought he had to go to the inner lane instead of the outer lane. And then he panicked and pointed his finger to the inner lane and shouted to Kramer to change his route.
This is really an unthinkable thing that happened there last night. And you could tell afterwards, Sven Kramer was furious. He threw his skating glasses down on the ice. He pushed his coach away. What did he say after the race?
Well, that was his first reaction. I must say that afterwards he acted like a real great sportsman, because when it went official to press conference, he more or less neutralized his opinion about his coach. He said, okay, he made a mistake, that's clear, and I lost the gold because of that. And people make mistakes, and he, unfortunately for me, he made a big one tonight.
What about Coach Kemkers? What happens now? After the race, he said, my world collapsed. This is the worst moment of my career. Does he go into hiding now in the Netherlands?
No, on the contrary. Georg Kemkers earlier today gave a press conference saying that he had a bad night, stood up this morning and decided to close a chapter and just leave it behind and continue with his work. And I think he underestimates the reactions in Holland, because the reactions were furious on the public. And I must say, I just spoke to Sven. He's very easy on this. And the only thing he wants to do now is getting on Saturday with a team pursuit another gold medal. And I think after Saturday, things will become serious between him and his team and his coach.
Become serious? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I think this is not just a mistake. Sven Kramer is for years been focused on getting at least 3 gold medals at this Olympics. Now he's now going to get a maximum of 2. I think this will be continued after the games.
And you think the coach will be gone, basically?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think this is a historic mistake. I think in Holland, over 50 years, we will still remember this mistake.
Jaap de Groot, thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
Jaap de Groot is chief sports editor for the Dutch newspaper The Telegraph. He spoke with us from Vancouver.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.